The person who puts on the talis, he makes a bracha. Let's say you are in such a shul, that is the custom. The person that puts on the talis down for the yamut, he makes a bracha.
Even if it's only for kibbutz tzibur.
Right. No, because it's not for kibbutz tzibur. Once you're making, you're putting on a talis, you're being kind of the mitzvah, you must make a bracha. That, let's assume that is the custom of the shul. For mincha, for shachas. Now the problem is, in this shul, where under normal circumstances, you do make a bracha, what about Ma'ariv at night? So on a regular night of Ma'ariv, in those types of shuls, you don't put on a talis. Because that's the way it was. You don't put on a talis at night. But for slichos, you put on a talis. The reason why you put on talis for slichos is because it's a gemara that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nis'atef Kishliach Tzibur and taught Moshe Rabbeinu how to say the Yud Gil Midos Shatar and Yud Gil Midos of Rachamim. Kel Hashem Hashem, Kel Erech Apayim Rav Chesed Yemes. So slichos, everyone wears a talis. Ma'ariv, you're not supposed to wear a talis for Ma'ariv. Because it's not Zman, well, it's a Sofik. It's not the Zman, Ksus, it's not the Zman. Isim also, the Ika Zman for wearing tzitzis is day, not at night. So if you're in a shul where the minig is, the custom is to make a bracha when you put on a talis every single time, no matter what, in those shuls you will never wear a talis at night. Because if at night you're in a situation, you're in trouble, because you can't make a bracha, or it's a suffix to make a bracha. But slichos is done in the middle of the night. L'chatzchilo, you're supposed to do slichos every night, chatzais. We only do it the first night. The rest of slichos, it's too difficult to come every night to shul chatzais, so we do it either early in the morning, or we do it, some shuls do it at night, which is not so simple. But for slichos, you have to wear a talis, because of the Gemara. The Gemara says, in Hashem shod Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, Hashem was Nesatev, with a talis, like a shliach tzibur. But it's at night, and at night it says, Zuri Isim also, and there's no requirement to wear a talis at night, but not everyone agrees. Maybe it refers to Ksus Yonaxus Lyle, it's Big Machlaikis, so it's a Sufik bracha. What are you going to do? Oh, so the solution is borrow someone else's talis. Because everyone agrees, on a talis sh'ula, you don't make a bracha. Problem is, okay, that's the halacha. But being that most of us anyway don't make a bracha, the only reason why we wear a talis b'zman hazeh is because kavod hatzibur. And when you daven mincha, and if you don't wear a talis, and you davening shachris, and you take the shul's talis, and you put on the talis, you're not going to make a bracha. You're only doing it for the kavod hatzibur. So what's the difference? So slichas also, take the shul talis, also you're not going to make a bracha.
If you're a shita in there, right?
What?
The reason you don't take the shul's talis is because you're a partner in it a little bit.
Well, it depends. If the shul is giving you the talis as a matana, alanas lahachsi, you can make a brach. You should make a brach. In some shuls, the shul has a talis. The shul's talis is set aside to be given as a complete gift, a matana, but alanas lahachsi, when you finish, back to the shul. During the time that you are serving as a shliach tzibur, it's your talis. If it's your talis, you should make a bracha. And indeed, there are many that do make a bracha when they take a talis from the shul to daven for the yamud. However, in many places, they don't make a bracha. Why not? They're not taking the talis to be mekayim the mitzvah of talis, tzitzis. They're taking the talis for the kavod hatzibur. So they don't make a bracha. So what happens when it comes in night of slichos at night? So at night time, you never make a bracha. Because safed brachas, the shayla. So you never make a bracha. So if you're in a shul where you normally would always make a bracha, and now you're taking the talis at night, so now you got a very big problem. So how do you avoid the problem? Don't take the shul's talis, because the shul is giving you the talis that should be yours. And if it's yours, you have a very difficult question, should you make a bracha, should you not make a bracha? So the best thing would take your friend's talis, because your friend is not giving it to you that you should keep, he's giving you, just lending it to you for the evening, the talis shula, and a talis shula, you don't make a bracha. But if you're in a shul where you anyway don't make a bracha, when you put on the shul's talis, because you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah, you're doing it l'shem kavadat zibur, so it doesn't make a difference, slichas. So even when it comes night of slichas, I'm only putting on the talis for kavod tzibur, so there's no need to make a bracha. Okay, but that can now.
You're not putting on kavod tzibur, you say you're putting on, because the requirement from the Gemara is that you're going to tell us a slichas night.
Aha, I hear what you're saying. So you're saying
it's distinguishing.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying very good. I didn't think of it like that. So you're saying that slichas, it's not the kavod tzibur, it's the mekayim the satev kashliach kashasak, like which means you wear the beggar the way the beggar should be worn.
That's what you said the Gemara.
Okay, you're saying very, very good. I like what you're saying. You're saying very good. So if even a shul where the minig is that you don't make a bracha when it comes down to slichos, since you're wearing the talis midin, meikar hadin, the satev kashliach tzibor, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven, and part of the tzur of davening is to wear a talis covering your whole body, so you're wearing it midin talis. So if you're taking the shul's talis, that would trigger a requirement to make the bracha, and it's a sata, can you make a bracha night because of isim also? So the solution is, it should not be your talis. How could it not be your talis? The shul gave it to you. Don't take the shul's talis. Take a private talis. It'll be a talis shula, and you won't make the bracha.
The other problem I have is, even the shul's talis,
yeah,
it's not yours. You're not going to physically pick it up and say, oh, they gave it to me. Thanks.
No, the shul gave it to you.
For that time period.
That's right. That's called matan almanas lahachsu. It's 100% yours.
So
it's
what's
like an esrog.
Between that and borrowing from a friend?
No, because the shul, 99% of the time, when the shul gives a talis, it's given for you to have to keep. That's the purpose of the shul talis. Yeah, matana almanas lahachsir. But when you borrow from a private person, you're being very clear. I'm just giving it to you for Myra. I'm not giving it to you forever. It's a talis shula.
And your friend's talis is also
This when you stipulate with him, I'm telling him, I'm using the talis as slichos. It's going to be a talis shula, and there's no requirement to make a bracha. The shul's talis, by default, is given to the tzibur. They keep the talis. Where you have a board meeting now. The board meeting, they're going to decide, tonight, when you take the shul talis, we're not giving it to you. It's going to be a talis shula. You're not going to have a board meeting. There are much more important things to fight about.
So you would think then that, again, going back to Sibar.
What?
Sibar, tell us from your friend.
The guy wore a talis.
So that you should make the bracha.
No, you don't make the bracha. You borrow the talis from your friend, Bedavka, not to make the bracha. You tell you it's
not
you, the friend that gives it to you, I'm not giving it to you as a matan. I'm lending it to you. When you lend the talis, you don't make a bracha. When you own the talis, you make the bracha. The shul is giving it to you that you should own. You make a bracha, or you should make a bracha. You have a problem. What do you do at night? Because at night is the time to make a bracha. But when you borrow a talis, you never make a bracha. So being that at night it's a suffix, do you make a bracha, do you not make a bracha? The ideal solution is to borrow a talis. And when borrowing a talis, you definitely do not make a bracha. Okay, now we come to the part that I wanted to talk about folding a talis. There is a minute to fold a talis, Motsoi Shabbos. When you begin to say Vihi Noam, I always thought it was just a matter of disrespect for davening. You know, it's davening. And people, first of all, we have to take a step back. Why do you have to fold the talis Motsoi Shabbos? Why didn't you fold the talis on Shabbos itself? So that we know that you're not allowed Mikra Adin Shom Aleichem. Mikra Adin, you're not allowed to fold the talis on Shabbos on its folds. Now, I take that back, and that's not 100% clear. In ancient times, clothing were much more delicate than they were today. Clothing were very much thinner, linen, and when you would fold a talis, when you would fold a garment, it was a form of laundering. It's not really clear. It was a form of cleaning. It was a malacha. Tikkun kli, makeh bepatish. You're not allowed to perfect a utensil on Shabbos. So it bordered on doing malacha on Shabbos. Today, our talisos have lines. It's not really considered to be a malacha or even any violation of any law of folding a talis perfectly on Shabbos. Yet the custom is, since in ancient times, if the garments were very different, they were much more delicate, and folding a garment was a way of fixing, preserving, repairing a garment. It was a malacha of tikkun maneh. So today, there are people that won't even fold the talis altogether. They'll take their talis and roll up like a ball and throw it into the bag. And everyone, the women that watch a man do this, they go, "Oy gewalt, what a shemazel, what a slob."
That's what they have.
Right?
That's why they have a mechitza.
That's why they have a mechitza. The whole purpose of the mechitza is the women should not see the men act like slobs. I think of their talis and roll like a ball if I stoop it into the talis bag. Okay, some do that. Many do that. Other people, no, they fold the talis, but they just don't fold it perfectly. Very quickly. You take it, fold it, it's folded, it's pretty good, not bad. You'll get away with it. You'll get away with it, and that way, you're not mevaz the talis. And some people are not makbar at all. I don't know if they're not makbe because of ignorance or they're not makbe because they don't know the halacha. They folded up perfectly. There's nothing wrong. They folded up perfectly. Don't you have to make a macha? There's nothing wrong. Many poskim are matir because our garments today are very different. It's not called tikkun mana and it's mutter. You don't have to say anything to a person that his custom is to fold up his talis perfectly. I think most people on the middle of the road, they fold it up, but they're not so makbe that it should be perfect, and that is more than enough. Then what do they do mitzvah Shabbos? Oh, mitzvah Shabbos, right. When they're saying vi noyam Hashem Elokeinu Maaseh, then oh, you have to do malacha, you have to do, take it out, they take, and they open up their talis there, they take out a talis that's either wrapped in a big shemazel like ball, or even if it's folded, they take it out and they fold it up perfectly, and they put it back in the bag. Why does one do this mitzvah Shabbos? Okay, so there's a skula. It's a skula for Shalom Bayis. The one that gave you the talis is the kala, and the kala is she. Like we discussed this, she represents the home, the environment. She walks around the chasen 7 times. The kala, the wife, creates a bayis, an environment for her husband, and the talis is symbolic of that environment that she creates for her husband. So you have to think about your wife, mitzoy Shabbos. And it's a skula. If you think about your wife, it's a Shabbos. You go out, you buy her a present.
Your wife will be upset.
You go out, and buy her.
The question is, how long does it last?
People are in a mad rush, Mitzvah Shabbos. They're out. They're on the way to buy their wife a present. Why are they on the way to buy their wife? Because they folded their talis. They thought about their wife. Ah, my wife. I have to buy her a present, and that's why they're in a mad rush to get on a shul. To go buy the presents so that I have enough time afterwards to go to the shir and then to go to the movies. But
especially the movies.
You know the joke of Rabbi Reisman. Rabbi Reisman says, I told you the joke. Rabbi Reisman said that he had a son who comes to the shir. He thanked him lavishly. Rabbi Reisman, you can't imagine what you have done for us. That until we knew about your shir, every mitzvah Shabbos, we used to run to the movies. And now that we've met you, we've heard you, we've learned about your shir, we're crazy about the shir. Every Mitzvah Shabbos, we come, we run to the shir, we listen, we absorb every word, and then we go to the movies. Okay, now it's the school for Shalom Bayis. Now there are more reasons. Another reason why you fold the talis is because Mitzvah, when you say Vihi Noam, that refers to Melacha. Now is when you are going to do melacha for the first time. The week has begun. Shabbos is over. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do melacha. Mitzvah Shabbos has begun. Ah, you can do melacha. It's like you've been released from jail. Chas v'shalom. You can do melacha. What's the first melacha you're going to do? Well, I remember as a child, the first melacha that was done was like pikuach nefesh. Mitzvah Shabbos, you light up. Light up the cigarette. The guy used to have a cigarette. He would light up right away as soon as they finished. He know him. He would light the cigarette because couldn't wait to smoke. That it was like comes to life. So Chazal or the minig is the first melacha that you do mitzvah Shabbos should be a melacha shel mitzvah. So what's the melacha shel mitzvah? Since meikir hadin folding a talis is a melacha, it's makad bepatish. When you have garments that are very delicate, and now you're saying Vihi Noyam Masa Yodenu, we're dealing with Malacha, the first Malacha you do should be a Malacha of Mitzvah. Talis, a Talis Noha, beautiful Talis Tzitzis, do Malacha B'Noyam, and that'll be a school for the week. If you start out doing the Malacha for the purpose of honoring a Mitzvah, you'll be in good shape. Okay, that's one approach. Another answer is, what are you folding Mitzvah Shabbos? You're folding your Shabbos talis. Most people have two talisos. They have a Shabbos talis and a weekday talis. When you fold your Mitzvah Shabbos, your Shabbos talis, you're already preparing for next Shabbos. Shabbos is over. Oy, vai of the neshama. You're disappointed. How could Sarah? Oh, but there'll be another Shabbos. How could I do a Poila pu'ula to show my chiba, my yearning for next Shabbos, my talis. Here's the next time I'm going to wear this will be next Shabbos. Let me prepare. Let me make sure it's in perfect condition, it's in perfect order. Take out your talis, you refold it, you examine the tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah says that when you fold your talis on Shabbos, you should examine the tzitzis. to make sure they're perfect, so that next Shabbos you won't have to. You can put on the talus right away. You won't have to check the tzitzis. So another approach of why we fold the talus, a very beautiful preparation for the next Shabbos. Also, this is brought down, and if you're into these things in Kabbalistic Svarim, there's a hakpa that you yourself should fold the talus. Don't give it to your children. If you have little children or grandchildren or other people, there's a hakpa that you, no one but you, should fold the talus. Now, let me tell you a beautiful drush. A drush, another reason why we fold the talus. I find this to be very, very interesting. Once spoke about this at great length, not here. There's an idea called Noah. We all know Noah, one of the Isha HaTanach, Noah built the Teva, saved the world, saved all the creatures. There's a Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes elaborates on this at great length. It's a sugya in and of itself. Noah represents the concept of Shabbos. Now, it's not for now to go into, but just look at the word. Noach means to rest. Noach, nun ches, means rest. The essence of Noach is Shabbos. What does that mean? It's not clear. Noach was in a teva for a whole year. What did they do in the teva? Nothing. There was no constructive labor. They just rested for 1 year. The world went through a period of Shabbos when the world was transformed from the old world to the new world. Noach was in the Teva. Nothing was happening. He just fed the animals. There was no constructive labor. This is the essence of Noach, the concept of Shabbos. Okay, this has to be developed and understood. It's not for now. What happened Mitzvah Shabbos in Noach? In other words, Noach came out of the Teva after the whole story, and he made a big mistake. Vayochel Noach ishu adam. The first thing he did was plant a vineyard. Chazal severely criticized Noach. Why did you plant a vineyard? Why was that the first thing that you did? A vineyard, wine, yayin, you indulged in the good things. What happened when he planted a vineyard, produced grapes, he drank from the grapes, he got drunk, and he was naked. And what happened? His three sons came along and they took the garment to cover their father. One son, they covered in a bakovedik way. Shame and Yefes. Two of his sons. Shame and Yefes, they covered their father. And they walked backwards. Chazal tell us, in reward for the kovod, that Shame, how he, in a dignified way, covered the nakedness of his father Noah after he made this mistake by planting the vineyard, he was rewarded with the talus. His descendants, Klal Yisrael, will have a beged shel mitzvah called a talus. The tzitzis come from Avraham. Avinu told Malki Tzedek imichut v'yat siroch nal, I'm not going to take from you anything. For some, this that is chut, Avraham's descendants merited tzitzis. But there are two parts to the talus. There's the talus, the four corners, and there are the tzitzis which go on the four corners. The beged shel talus comes from the mitzvah, comes from the what Shem did to honor his father by walking backwards and covering his father in a dignified way. When did that happen? That happened when Noach came out of the Teva. Noach in the Teva was, in the world of Kabbalah, whatever this means, in the world of Drush, as explained by the Sfas Emes, Shabbos. Just like we have Shabbos every 7 days, there was a year of Shabbos in the Teva. When Noach came out of the Teva, it was Mitzvah Shabbos. Noach made a terrible mistake. He planted a vineyard. That's not the first order of business that should have been taken care of when he came out of the Teva. He should have taken care of other spiritual matters. He planted a vineyard. That vineyard was the source of his disgrace. And due to that disgrace, Shame had to come along and rectify that disgrace with a talus. So Mitzvah Shabbos, we are ashamed. When Shabbos is over, it reawakens the memory of what happened on that Motzoi Shabbos, that terrible mistake of Noach, Vayochel Noach Ish Adama, the sin of planting the vineyard, the disgrace of being naked, and the whole, all of the aftermath with Chom. Chom came along and he was Masarith's father. There were many terrible things which resulted in the aftermath of that mistake of planting a vineyard in Mitzvah Shabbos. And one of the tangible memories that we have of that every single day is the Talis Shel Mitzvah. Therefore, when it's Mitzvah Shabbos, what you want to do is you want to get rid of the Talis. Because the Talis is a reminder of a terrible thing that happened Mitzvah Shabbos. So when it's Mitzvah Shabbos, the Hinoyam, Shabbos over, what's on the table in Shul? Talis. That talis reminds us, Vayochel Noach Ish Adama Chulin. He made a mistake. He was disgraced. Terrible things resulted. And one of the things was, when the talis came along to rectify it, to cover it over. We don't want to be reminded of terrible, horrible things. Get rid of it. How do you get rid of it? Fold it up, put it in your bag, and take it home. So this is another minog, another time for the minog of why we're so makbid immediately Mitzvah Shabbos to fold the talis. So sach hakol, what I've told you today is really three reasons. Number one, we fold the talis first melacha we do at Shalom Bayis, right? It's a skula. We don't really know what that means, skula. Number one, but as far as reasons, it's the first melacha you do should be a melacha shel mitzvah. Folding is a melacha. Number two, you want to prepare for the next Shabbos. Number three, it's a reminder of what happened Mitzoy Shabbos out after Noach came out of the table. Noach is Shabbos, the table was Shabbos. When he left the table, that's already the category of Mitzoy Shabbos. Let's put that away. Let's not be reminded of the kilkel which happened at that point in time. I'll just tell you one last thing about the talis. This is just going to show you have to be very careful when it comes to stories in the Pagim. There was a rumor circulating all over Eretz Yisrael that the Chazon Ish, the minhag Chazon Ish is that you wear a talis by Shabbos Mincha. There are certain Hasidim, I don't know what they do, but they wear a talis Friday night. There are groups of Hasidim, I don't know the names of the Hasidim, that's their custom. Most of us never heard of such a thing. You don't wear a talis Friday night. The only time you wear a talis is Shabbos morning. Right? You wear a talis Shabbos morning, you wear a talis in the morning. The only one that wears a talis Friday night is the Shatz, the Shliach Tzibur, but not the Yechidim. So someone once saw the Chazon Ish, he was wearing a talis as a private person. He wasn't dialing for the Amud. Chazon Ish was not from the Hasidish world, the Lithish world. He's wearing a talis Shabbos Mincha. Oh, a new minuch. Everyone should put on their talis Shabbos Mincha. So it became this craze. So someone asked the Chazon Ish, is it true that you wear a talis Shabbos Mincha? So the Chazon Ish says, it happened once that I wore a talis Shabbos Mincha, and the reason was because my suit, it ripped. It was very poor, the Chazon Ish. Extreme abject poverty. I couldn't even imagine. And he never wanted to wear, so his suit, whatever he was wearing, it ripped. He came to shul, it's not a covering to daven with the whole sleeve, it's all ripped. So in order to cover it up, I shouldn't be embarrassed. So he took out his talis, and he covered himself in his talis by Shabbos Mincha. From this, the Ganz Chal Yisrael, a new minug. Minug Yisrael is to wear a talis Shabbos Mincha. So it just goes to show you have to be very careful. The word minug is also osios gehenim. It's the same letters, gehenim. You have to be very careful. There are minhagim, which are rooted in holy sources, and there are minhagim which are just mishagasim. So this is something, the story to keep in mind when it comes to a talis.
Yeah, they told the guy to go to the yomid, put on a talis for Marv.
Yeah, okay.
Because he had no jacket.
Okay, all right. There are many different minhagim when it comes to wearing a talis by Marv. I'll tell you right now, the story is by Nusach Sfar, you don't wear a talis. Nusach Sfar, you don't wear, they're very mock, but you don't wear a talis at night. That's probably Kabbalistic reasons. No, Ashkenazim, it depends where you go. In yeshivos that I've been in, you wear a talis, covered at Sibur, not because. But in Ashkenazim shuls, Ruba de Ruba, they don't. There was one shul I was in, and I was there a minute, that if you don't have a jacket, so you put on a talis.
Why do they put a talis in
Mincha? It's day. because mincha is daytime, so day it's more of by nusach sad, they don't wear a talis by mincha either. The zakh prada also not to wear a talis by mincha. I think that's because the nusach sad, they like to daven mincha the very end of the day, which goes into the night. So mincha by nusach sad, mincha is really, it's more like a ma'arif. Ashkenazim, we treat mincha as like a date feel. But nusach svar, mincha is looked at as the end of the day into the night feel. So anything that has to do with the night, you don't wear a talis. Ashkenaz, we wear it's a date feel, so we wear a talis by day. Different minhagim. I know by the seam, by the last seam hashas, I'm not going to say name, but the person who was honored to daven ma'arif by the last seam hashas, They were mechaber a certain person. You will be the one that will daven ma'arif. So he came to the Sima Shaf in his talis, because he figured, you know, in Madison Square Garden they don't have talisos there. You know, it's not a shul exactly. So he bring your own talis. And he didn't want to rely upon the agudah. You know, they have other things to think about and preparing for the Sima. So he figured if they were mechaber me with davening ma'arif, I better bring my talis, right? I better bring my talis. Self service. So he brought his talis. I thought, no, a good we daven nusach svar. And nusach svar, there's no talis to ma'arif. So he daven ma'arif without his talis. Okay, so we'll stop here, take a 2-minute break.